Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the sheep queen. We've got the Welsh lover, the beer lover, the Bambino of all Beckys. It's Bambino Becky.
I don't want to be here.
I had to pay her many a pound to come on.
Many a pound.
Didn't I?
Great.
But you're here now.
I'm here.
So I'm glad. We're going to start off with a shot. So what I say is...
Yeah, go on, love, tell me.
We've gone bust, so I've got no shot glasses.
Well...
So do it from the shot glass.
From the lids.
Yeah. Come on, sweet pea. But then pass it back.
God. Well, I'm happy to be here, I am. That was just a little bit I did. But I'm terrified because the first time I met Grace, I just told her my life story and now we're back.
Yeah.
Let's go again. Okay.
Ooh.
It's lovely. Tastes like Mexico.
I'm scared. I've just had a Snickers.
Every time I have a Snickers, I get scared.
Oh, you're not yourself when you're hungry, are you?
Right. Is that what they say?
Yeah, in the ad. Get with it, please.
No, you're not you when you're hungry.
Oh, it smells like pussy. It literally...
Ooh.
Sorry. Just got that high alcohol, but I don't want to talk about it. Let me do it.
One thing about... Oh, go on. Go
no, on. I'm scared.
On the head.
Oh.
Right. 3, 2. We like to... Oh, we do. Happy days. Well done. Nottingham. Turn up. It's Nottingham, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've
That's been sat on the side for about a year. Open.
Fermenting.
That was horrible. Welcome.
Well, this is dangerous.
Should we? I feel like this is like a couple's pod. Should we talk about how we met?
Yeah.
How did we meet?
That dark night. Grace, where did we meet?
I want to say ski trip. It wasn't ski trip.
I know. Should we sing our song? One night.
Oh. I was thinking different stuff.
Anyway,
carry on.
It was May 24th. Birthday party.
Oh my god, it
and
was.
I don't remember.
I completely. And you had a, was it festival theme? What the fuck did I come dressed up as?
You
can't remember.
As yourself, I think.
Yeah, I just had a good time, didn't
festival
I?
Vibes.
But you were blackout drunk, weren't you there?
I
and
was
as you should be.
In hell of a state, yeah. Pickle. I was in a pickle. And you came, we've got a picture together. God knows what we said to each other.
Yeah. That's... I think we know what we spoke about there, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But
we have fun.
we do have fun. But we got a disgusting pic. But then we didn't see each other again.
No, we went, that's probably too much now.
Until Jack Wells.
Heathrow Airport. Heathrow. Terminal 5.
It wasn't. Things were rising. Seriously, though. We met at the... And we shared a room together.
Yeah.
You put up with me snoring.
I don't remember it. You put up with me, and I'm going to tell you this now.
Tell me.
It's a secret I've been keeping.
I'm scared.
For this podcast.
No, what?
Guess what I did in that room?
What?
I was sick, Grace.
No, you weren't.
But I was such a good friend that I did it silent.
When were you sick?
Next morning when you said we shouldn't drink because we've got a flight.
You were sick on the...
And I got sick. Yeah, I was so hungover.
No way. And we shared a car.
Yeah.
Let's discuss this first. I remember saying to Becky, I went, I'm not drinking tonight because we've got early flight. I don't want to be ill. And you went, yeah, I probably won't have much either.
But that's always the start.
10 minutes later... Bambi, come here, yeah. Wales.
Yeah, literally. Riding a sheep, I was.
I had to tell you to go to bed. Do you remember? I was like, you've got to go to bed because...
they were in the pool.
Yeah, everyone was in the pool with the DJ. Do you remember that?
And the photographer.
And the photographer. Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? And I was like, no, because we're going to really regret it. And you were like, tell me it's going to be okay. That wasn't Welsh.
No, but that's what I sounded like.
You literally were like, tell me it's going to be okay. And I was like, I can't promise you this.
That was probably one of the worst nights of my life. Because I remember looking at the time, we had 2 hours to sleep.
Oh my God.
And you were like, well, you seem fine. And I was putting it on. And I was like, do I seem fine, Grace? Am I okay?
But do you remember how depressing the car journey back to the airport was? It was one of the worst because everyone was hungover. I'm getting anxiety because everyone's hungover, right? The most silent car ride ever.
Like, you look at these TikTokers and you think, oh, they have so much fun.
They do have fun. Silence.
Cole Anderson sat behind me. Not a peep from him.
Not a peep.
Can you believe it?
I remember George tried to show us a TikTok and we were like,
not
shut the fuck up,
Grace.
I
was above 50. Poor guy was like, and this one. And I was like, stop showing me things. Please don't show me
sick. And it wasn't like a normal, you know, like M25 ride. It was down the fucking Alps.
It was like, well,
it was
the What's it called? The magic roundabout.
I was going to say plug hole. So that's better than...
It was like
a plug hole. I can't believe you were sick in the morning. You hit that so well.
I'm a silent sick, I see.
Was I asleep?
No, you were up. You were putting things in your case. I was going to pop to the toilet grid. And I was like, she can't hear me being sick. That'll be the end of her.
Wow.
And then seeing me get in the minibus with you.
You would have been in that other bus so quick. So
I'd be on the
quick.
Roof rack. Yeah, I'd be like, let her out.
Let her in the front.
What you having, like?
Just having a little Voddy Lem.
Yeah, well, Chris gave me a Stella today.
I have.
Look how full that is.
That's your bush tucker trial.
I might have to get up and... Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Curse my short limbs. Bless me. To me. Thank you, love. Mommy. God, right. Anyway.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cling, cling.
To saving grace.
Exe it off. Mm. Right, we're going to start off with your party you had recently.
Where were you?
I was on the wheel. Can I say that story? Probably, I've told everyone anyway. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you can say that story.
I'm stood there and I'm going, wow. I never thought people would come here. Feeling very blessed. Everyone's having a nice time. Joe Bags.
Yeah.
But he comes through like a clap of thunder. It was like beeline and he went, Grace is on the wheel. And I was like, process, what does that mean? A wheel?
What wheel?
Wheel of a car?
London
Eye? Is
she
under the wheel? Yeah,
has
she been
dead.
Hit?
Yeah.
She's on the London Eye.
Did I even tell you that? I was like, Bambina, I don't know if I could come because I'm filming well late. Like,
yeah, you said filming because she's secretive.
I'm a secretive. Well, clearly not. I've said it on the podcast. Anyway.
We said it now.
Tune in 6 months' time, darling. But your party.
Yeah, well, we were just laughing because we thought she's going to have to wear travel sick bands on that wheel.
No, I took loads of travel sickness pills. Because what they don't tell you is it goes round just constantly, really.
Really?
Yeah. And the first bit, you film for about 10 minutes and you're doing your intros and it's still going. I thought, fuck me.
The wheel.
The wheel.
Did you meet Michael then? Yeah.
I did meet Michael.
What
he said he likes me TikTok. He was really nice.
Was he?
Other Beep. People were on it.
Other people. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, they were,
my
yeah.
gran will watch that.
Oh, she'll that's like... one viewer. God bless her.
Jean. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, ciao. Yeah. Right. XIX.
Yeah,
sponsored.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Did that cost a lot to do?
I have
getting
no
straight into it.
Idea.
Really?
Promise on everything now that I got put in a group chat on WhatsApp and they went, hi, Becky. We're looking to like collaborate with people who like make sense with XIX. And I was like, alcohol.
See it all. Come on.
25.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. 25.
Got to be 25.
Jesus. And I went, yeah, cool, I'll do that. They were like, yeah, let's throw a party for you. Cool. I hear nothing about it for like a month.
Right.
And then suddenly they go, we've hired a club in Mayfair. There's going to be ice sculptures. You need to invite 200 people. 200.
I'd be putting that shit out my ass.
I was like, remember me from school?
You want to come?
All of Wales came up.
200 people.
200
Did you manage to get 200
managed
people?
Managed.
To be fair, it looked, everyone was there.
Everyone was there.
And their dog.
I think once someone goes, are you going? Then
everyone
kind of,
else goes.
Yeah.
And everyone else was invited, so
it
they might
could
as
have
well.
Been anyone. Yeah, exactly.
Was there any drama at the party?
Was there any drama at the party?
Come on.
I think, do you know what? Because everyone was so nice. It was good vibes.
Good vibes.
There was no drama.
That's a shame.
I wish there was to tell you, but I don't think there was. I just got very drunk. And there was a massive cake.
That video, you need to send me a video of you cutting the cake because I was crying laughing. You was just there like, look at her. Look. Like the whole, and everyone, someone went, is she going to cut the cake? It made me fucking die. That's
or,
a big cake.
I've got drama.
Tell me.
Imagine I'm stood there again, sipping. I kept getting told off for drinking beer. XIX is amazing, but I can't
but you
love
a pint.
It's my birthday. And I turn around. Who do I see?
Who?
You've got three guesses.
Okay.
Boy.
Boy?
Yeah.
Do I know this person?
You know of them. I don't think you've ever met them.
KSI?
No.
Okay.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Paul Breach.
Mm-mm. That kind of like meme realm.
Oh.
Yeah. Just had a fight.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Ed Matthews.
Ed fucking Matthews.
What?
Oh, I don't need that.
Fuck off.
What are you doing here?
What?
What? He came with Lauren Alexis.
Oh, okay.
And she texted me earlier, can I have a plus one? And she was like, sorry, I wasn't going to say it. It was Ed Matthews.
Did you speak to him?
He was, do you know what? He was fine.
Oh, of course
he was.
Lovely.
Yeah, he was like, oh, happy birthday, darling.
Oh.
And I went, oh, thank you, Ed. Happy birthday yourself.
Have a good one.
He was nice, yeah. He was fine.
That's just rogue.
Piercing blue eyes, I tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
he
yeah, yeah.
Like...
Did you fancy him?
Oh, God, no. Oh, I was terrified. Sorry, Ed.
Maybe in another life.
Mm.
Who knows?
Yeah,
but other than that, you had a great birthday.
It was really, really good. I just couldn't believe they put that on for me.
You were hanging for about a week, though, no?
Yeah, I posted my pictures about a week later. It was just like a lot of alcohol and it was all free.
And because it's your birthday, everyone's like, let's get shots together.
Shots for the Instagram.
Let's
shots.
Do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said, yeah.
Let's do it. And also, my dress arrived the day of it.
That's risky.
Right?
Right.
I put it on and I went, fuck. I looked like a chicken.
I liked your dress.
Did you?
I like shit like that, like ruffles and that.
It was there, and then fluff. Ooh. And then I put a cowboy boot on.
Love it.
Goes to America once. And
yeah.
All I wear now is cowboy boots, yeah. Not today. But it was a really good night, but it was just very imposter syndrome.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like a Kendall Jenner party.
It was so
sat
weird.
There on the wheel like, fuck's sake.
The wheel.
Fuck. I'd have turned up, put the theme tune on when I walked in. The wheel.
Oh, did I you have anyone was awful you come? No. I did a speech.
And did you?
I watched it back on my vlog and the DJ's turning my mic off because he's like, stop talking. And I'm like pressing the DJ button going, wah,
DJ. Wah, wah. Oh, no, but that's the worst. You've got to get speech done when you're sober.
Oh, God. And then I just downed a drink and put it on my head and was just holding it there like this.
I think that's acceptable on your birthday, though.
I think so.
Do you know what we're going to move on to now?
Go on.
You did a roast, didn't you?
Oh, my God, Grace.
Come on.
Why didn't you do that?
I don't think I was invited. I was invited to watch.
Oh,
I'm not good at roasting people. I'm a lover, not a fighter, Becky. All right. So
I was like, what the fuck? Again.
No. Were you shitting yourself? Want to know?
Yeah. Do you know what I really was?
Yeah. Did you write it yourself, though?
Well, what I would do is put the words together and be like, I want to roast them on this. Mm. Put it in the group chat and then we'd all come together.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've got a friend called James Parker. There he is. And he's horrendous because half of those were his. The worst ones were his.
Of course, but they were funny.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
But it was scary because I was like, you've got to, there's a line in there. You got to.
And the thing is, sometimes when you take a joke too far, which is funny,
yeah,
the people's reactions, they go, ooh.
Ooh.
And that's the worst.
Yeah, there was a lot of ooh.
Oh. And then, especially when you're up against Stephen Tries.
Oh, and I said to them when I went in, put me before Stephen.
Yeah, otherwise.
And they'll forget about me then.
They won't know.
And he was backstage pacing, walking around.
With was he?
Yeah, he weren't listening to anyone else.
Do you look nervous?
I think he was a bit nervous.
Oh.
But wouldn't you be if you did the last one and smashed it? Like, I'd be,
fair. Okay. Straight after you.
If I see a message, if I see a message from the Sidemen, I'm like, yo, we fucking go.
Here we go again. Who do you think did the worst roast?
Well, apparently I was quiet.
What?
I didn't want to make a fuss.
I think you were good, though. I think it's just because you're a girl.
Yeah, I was, hello, roasting. Yeah. who was the worst? Not everyone was really good. I think Calyx knew him, so therefore he could make more jokes that were more like inside jokes, so I'd say him. Just from an audience perspective.
Did you like Deji's?
Oh, my God, fucking Deji was the worst, obviously. Because they said there's an open mic. And he was the only one who went up. And they didn't mention the open mic. They just said that he went up. But he was just planning.
Oh, no way.
On the day he planned his, he was, as he was watching him, he was on his notes page.
Was there one joke of his that flopped?
Mm.
What? I can't remember what it was. And everyone was just like, right.
I think it was about someone's dog. It was, no, he said, at least I can still sleep with my dog or something.
Oh,
no.
It was something about Faith, wasn't it? He called Faith a dog or something.
Yeah, so he said, I can't sleep with my dog anymore, but Ethan can, or something like that. And I was like, that makes you look weird.
That does make you look weird, but Astrid, where? Do you remember I messaged you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah.
You're in the hot
seat
now.
You know, like in school where your BBM, no, your MSN had like names.
Yeah.
She's in my names now, top five.
Yeah.
She's my new best friend.
Yeah.
She is.
I remember I messaged you. I went, wow.
Wow. For the other team.
The ops?
Yeah.
Are you sure? And you went, I actually really like her.
And the worst thing is, because of the time difference,
yeah.
I was blackout.
Oh, were you?
In New Orleans. And I saw your message and I went, oh, she hates me. So I send you a minute voice note.
Yeah.
Just saying, oh, Grace, she's actually just fine. Like, she's fine. And like, the thing is secret. I watched it back the next day and I went.
I was like, right.
You went, yes, I'm talking. But then I looked and it was like 1 p.m. here. I was probably like, fuck, is she on about?
No, yeah, Bambino was with me. Billy was with me and he was like, oh, she's so nice, isn't she? I was like, I guarantee you she's had four beers. I guarantee you she's had a few beers.
Okay, let me tell you about me and Astrid Wett's love story.
Yeah, yeah.
So Charlie, my friend, was out there.
Right.
And I didn't have anyone else out there because I was out there for the boxing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What? We'll get on to that. Yeah. You were presenting it, no?
Yeah, why?
Do you know anything about boxing?
Absolutely nothing. I was in tears about 5 minutes before it started going, I don't know who these people are. Anyway. Anyway, Charlie was there and he was like, oh, come up for dinner with me and Astrid. And I went, Astrid of the Wet Variety. Okay.
Absolutely.
And I walk in and preconception was, I'm not going to get on with her.
Right.
And I told her this. I was like, I don't think I don't know, not my type of person, whatever. Because I only knew her character.
Yeah.
I sit down and I went, oh, for fuck's sake. She's so funny and so nice.
You,
and I went, where?
You hated it.
I was hated
to like her.
Who's Astrid Wet? Do you know what I mean?
Who is she?
What's the story? Mm. But then she was like, we filmed a collab. Did you see this?
OnlyFans.
No.
Oh.
I said, am I going to have to drop my trousers? No, we did a video for our YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
And like I said to her, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can because my viewers, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, no, I'm trying to change my image. And even in the video, she was going, oh, I'm pissing myself off. Like, she's so self-aware.
Yeah, and she knows.
She was doing a TikTok and she did it. And then she was like, fucking hell, I'm annoying. And I went...
Do you know what? That makes me like her a bit more, the fact that she does that.
But then there's some things can't defend wrong. What was the kiss and KSI and stuff? Astrid, come on.
That was incredible.
But she lives for the horrible comments. She fucking loves
it. I think
it
keeps you relevant, though, doesn't it?
Like, exactly.
All press is good press. Oh,
she's making money, do you know what I mean?
She's making money.
She knows the game.
She go and see it off.
She will be.
Is
I think that would be interesting.
That would be good. You know that would bang as well.
Yeah.
I love that.
As for me and Astrid versus you and Elle, Brooke.
Thank God I've got L. Thank God I've got L.
Astrid's got a belt. She's walking around here. She took it on the plane.
Her on the plane, like, you want to sit next to me? Yes. You sure, mate?
She's funny, but I got on with her really well.
I can't believe you were out there for the boxing, though.
Yeah, three nights.
Did you enjoy America? Where'd you stay in?
Oh, just a chain hotel in New Orleans.
No, it was New Orleans, right?
New Orleans.
Just a Hilton.
9 hours on the plane, Grace.
Oh, I would not have done that. Any turbulence?
No, but what I will say is I was like, okay, let me tell you a story.
Mm.
I'm sat in Heathrow and I'm going, this is dangerous, when we were duty free.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Things. Because I'm on my own, there's nothing else to do, just collecting. And all I hear was, is that Bambino Becky?
No.
Getting onto my flight, who is it?
Who?
Ben Morris.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Wait, Ben Morris?
But no, it's weirder for him. His brother was fighting in New Orleans. So that makes sense. Imagine looking up and seeing Bambino Becky getting on your flight to America.
I'd be like, she lost.
I was like that. I don't know.
Was that me? Yeah, we carry on.
And I was like, as he was going down the escalator, I was like, I'm presenting. And he was like, what the fuck? Anyway, he was in first class.
Of course.
So I had to walk past
him. They're not flying you first.
Back.
Business?
Off the back.
Back
of
the tin.
I was back of the back.
Fuck off.
And imagine my face, Grace. You would have cried.
Right.
I sat down. I went, oh my God, two seats next to me free.
Yeah, to myself.
I was like that. Come on. Who sits next to me?
No.
A cowboy. Actual real life
Fuck
cowboy.
Fuck off.
And he spoke for 9 hours straight to me.
What?
He was like, ma'am. Let me tell you about the Gators.
And
I was like, stop.
Was that his first time on a plane? Well,
he was going
plane
to a wedding.
Etiquette.
I can tell you his whole life. He's lived in Birmingham.
Do you know what's awkward though? Then you've got to get off the plane and go, all right, I'll never see you again.
No, but he got up and went, this is me, as a joke, and then went. And he never saw him, didn't see him at the baggage reclaim.
Well, obviously it's you.
Yeah.
We're all getting off.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What a shit joke.
It was hell. And I saw Ben after he was refreshed. He'd been sleeping.
Oh, of course. And you just there like...
He smelled nice. And I was like, oh.
So you couldn't even sleep? Couldn't even watch a film?
Well, another thing.
Mm.
There's headphones in there for the movie. Have you ever been on a flight long
I've
enough?
I've been on
for,
a plane, yeah.
For a...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, my headphones are going to fit in you. As I was getting off,
right.
I realised there's a package.
Fuck off.
And then I found out after that was where the
you didn't realise that they give you the headphones.
Too shy to ask. No Wi-Fi, nothing. I just went through my camera roll while he was talking.
Oh, no. That is how you know you're bored on a plane. If you're going through your camera roll, that's dark times for you. Yeah.
And if you see my pictures are more Facetuned than normal.
Me.
Because I had time.
Me. When I'm drunk, I'll post a picture and I'll be like, who the fuck is that?
Wonky dog.
No. Me, like Hollywood 4, like... Eyes wide open, white.
Oh God.
Anyways,
no, yes, that was my New Orleans.
So you liked it though? You liked New Orleans?
I loved it. There was some drama. It was crazy.
Oh, what drama did you have? Love that
shit. Oh God. So I haven't actually. I didn't put this in the vlog because I felt really sad about it. Do you know the fake Logan Paul?
Jake Paul.
No, the fake one. He like looks like him, so he pretends he is. But
oh,
he's
okay.
Not.
No, but yes, right. Now.
So he was out there and he's like a TikToker who's like, pretends he's Logan Paul, and he was like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
And then he got jumped on the street by this, what's his name? Nate.
I thought you were going to say like another lookalike or something. That's no. Or something.
Oh, please.
Wait,
have
Nate.
A look.
Wait, as in like someone famous?
Yeah, he's some sort of, you see, he'll get annoyed.
Wait,
I'll get
oh my God,
next.
Wait.
Nate. Diaz?
Nate Diaz.
Is he fighting Jake Paul?
Mate, and he thought he was Jake Paul, so he jumped him.
No.
Oh.
Slow down.
Oh, wait. We weren't even talking about Jake Paul. Oh, were we? Logan Paul.
Loke.
Fuck.
No, because in my vlog that I'm putting up, it's like me and him dancing wholesome in New Orleans.
Cut to him getting jumped.
Ambulance.
Oh,
man.
Was it that bad?
It was horrendous.
Were you there?
Is it Nate Diaz?
You're throwing accurate.
That's it. Yeah, chokes up man. So me and Charlie dancing, Astrid dancing with... Yeah, that was us. We came out of the bar. I was like, where's he gone? He's in an ambulance. And this is what pissed me off. I'm going to say this right now.
Tell me.
Because it wound me up. This poor guy was just in the middle going, oh, stop, stop, stop. Like trying to break up Nate Diaz because he fucking fights everyone. He thinks he's glassed, doesn't he? So he was fighting. And he ended up putting him in a chokehold and getting him on the floor. He had to have 10 stitches. This lovely guy. I know. And then someone filmed it. And I'm seeing social media in America is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they all went, airdrop me, airdrop me, airdrop me.
No.
They're all tweeting it. This poor guy's like in bits.
And also, that's so embarrassing. You've just been beaten up. What, now everyone's got video of it? That's so...
Oh, show me. And then Gideon tweeted it. And like,
oh,
it went mental.
Oh, God, anyone else?
I know. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going home. So I went in my merry way.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was like, what a lovely evening.
You've spoken to him since.
He was fine. He had 10 staples in his head. Or stitches.
I'd be suing that shit so quick.
Yeah, exactly. You could sue that.
Do you think he thought he was someone else, though? Is that why he did it?
I think maybe the meme of him being Logan Paul is Jake Paul's brother, maybe. Jake Paul?
That's Logan Paul. We've both done it now.
There we go.
One of the Pauls. Yeah. One of the Pauls. I don't know. Do you know what? I don't care either.
No, you're right.
But do you know what? I hope he's all right.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Rodney.
Oh well, that's the last time you go New Orleans. I didn't even know if it was like that.
It's drama. There's people getting stabbed.
Really?
I walked out one day in out of the hotel, and there was this man. Bless. No, he was obviously on something. He had one leg, and he was hopping down the street singing. And I was like, "Wow!" And it was blistering sun. I thought, "What a life."
Good for you. Could you know what? I bet he's having a great time.
He's still there.
He really is like Nottingham. I needed
like,
that.
One guy added me on Instagram, like one of the security people, this like kid, and if he's watching, and every post is him with a gun or like
Stop.
Him smoking weed.
Americans are a different
it's
breed though,
different
aren't
world.
They?
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
So strange.
Imagine going into Tesco with your AK-47 just in your pocket
no,
because
it's
legal.
Not, it's not. It's mental. Like in New Orleans, there was a street, it was like Magaluf. And I was like, how many guns are on this street?
Right now? A lot.
Yeah.
And do you know what's bad as well? Some people, like some of my friends, they'll get rowdy when they're drunk, right? And I'm like, if you go to America, you can't get rowdy to someone. Because what would they do? You don't know. Just here.
Imagine.
They might throw a kebab at you. Maybe glass you. That's the level it would get to, glassing.
Glass.
But you can, fine, dodge it maybe. Yeah. I can't dodge a gun.
Well, the security in the, for some reason, they wouldn't let me ringside. And I was like, I got a wristband.
Are you presenting it for
yeah,
fuck's
exactly.
sake?
Yeah, exactly. I was on the stage. I went and stood on the stage and was like, ah. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
And I looked down, they all had guns. So I was like, oh, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I didn't even want to go in there. Yeah,
show
yeah.
myself out. Oh my God.
Right, do you know what we're going to move on to now?
Oh, go on.
See it off.
Oh, okay.
See it off.
I would never.
Have a good chug though. Because I'm making you talk a lot. You've got not
yeah,
a chance
sorry,
to drink.
I can't stop talking.
All right, so I'll just keep talking right now while you do it. So see it off. Now, before, this used to be called... Fuck, because I kept saying it when I came on. It used to be called fuck. I kept saying it when I came on yours and you were like, no, it's see it off now.
Yeah.
But now I can't remember what it was called.
But you were the first one on there. So I know. It's changed that.
What
I'm sorry, awkward.
What the fuck was it called? Strong ones.
Strong ones.
Oh, strong ones.
Yeah.
So... You moved on to see it off, right?
See it off.
Which I like.
Yeah, I do. I'm getting to know now better.
Yeah, I like.
I like it better.
Know. But I fucking love, and it's banged as well.
Do you think?
No, it has. Are you on? You get more views than a pod.
Not on Spotify. I need to get on there.
Oh, yeah, you're not on Spotify. Rivals.
No, because you got to.
I think it's more sipping. Of a visual, I guess.
Even when I was drinking that, I was like, oh, they're gonna hate the gulping.
Oh, we cut it out anyway. Oh, okay. Don't worry. Sometimes I do the old burp. I go, Rosie, come on now.
Rosie,
cut that.
She's giggling.
She's having a good time. Oh, has there ever been a moment? For those people that may have not seen See It Off, give us a little.
So it's basically called. Don't you start. Hot ones. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hot ones, cold ones, thin ones, fat ones. What's the one? Hot ones.
Yeah, hot ones.
Which is where they have a chicken wing and they have to do hot sauce and it gets hotter as they go. So I thought, why not just do that in a British version?
Yeah.
Alcohol.
With even harder questions at the end.
Yeah, they do get hard questions.
More intense,
yeah. The questions get stronger as the drinks get stronger.
Ooh. Tagline. What is the tagline? It's like, strong questions, even stronger, or something like that.
Welcome back to Strong Ones. Oh, welcome back to See Off the Show with Strong Questions and Even Stronger Drinks.
There we go.
That's it. That's not bad.
Stunning. Have you been sued yet?
No, because I'm now
because you now
own,
See It Off.
My own thing, yeah. Because I just thought, if I build this set and then they come and sue me, I'll be
Did they try before with Strong Ones? No.
No, another one did. Not going to name
what?
Them.
What? Chicken
There's
wings?
These Australians.
Oh.
Bloody nightmares they are.
Yeah.
They're upside down, see, aren't they?
Not to offend any of our Australian audience. We love you all the same.
We'll be there soon.
Have you ever been too drunk to fit or been like blackout drunk?
Do you know what's so good about this show is that I edit it. So
right.
I watch it. I'm like, cut this. So, yes, the old one, Strong Ones, yes.
Yeah, blackout.
Awful.
Yeah.
Because it was like every like 3 months I'd film one episode and go ham. And,
I want to go back on it so I can get really drunk.
Let's go again. Comments down below. Sweet. Do you want Chris to come
what
on?
What questions
again?
Do you want now?
Yeah. Oh, we can ask more now.
Can we?
We've got to do something and then we'll ask about it.
Oh, I feel like we need to go on another trip or something.
Yeah, let's just book one.
Yeah, fuck it. MAGA.
Do a.
Maybe not MAGA.
Ooh.
Not skiing.
Saving See It Off trip. We'll get some influencers on.
Saving See It Off. Be a yacht. Do you know, I've really wanted to go on a yacht recently. Be watching Below Deck.
Right, yeah, okay.
And I've wanted to work on one. If this goes Pete Tong, I've decided I'll work on a yacht.
Would you not get sick, love?
Yeah, but I'll have my bands.
Love.
But you know what?
Little thing.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if I do get seasick. Because I've never really...
You never tried?
No, I've never dipped my toes in it, really. Like,
it's not too dry.
I've never been really on like a boat. Do you know what I mean?
I went on a boat with Astrid Wert the other day.
Did you? Or like a yacht?
Me and Astrid. Yeah. She hired one to do a try on haul. She's fucking mental.
What?
We hired it for like 3 hours. Watch the video.
Was it nice?
It was nice.
You enjoyed it.
Free drinks.
Did you get drunk?
I did a bit, yeah, and then I had to fly home after it. But she was like, just come on it. And I was like, oh,
before the
fine,
flight. I'd be like, I'm going to miss me flight.
No, you laugh. I was too drunk when I got to the airport.
Stop.
And I queued for American Airways instead of British Airways. And I was like, God, these Americans are going to London. I'd like smile at them being like, we're all friendly. Like,
yeah. I'm well.
With a little flag. And then I got to the desk and they were like, ma'am, you're flying to London. This is like, and it was some Arkansas or something. And I was like, oh, take me there.
Why not? It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, no, terrible. Oh,
anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
See It Off. Worst guest?
Okay, right. Can I just say?
Yeah, because I hate when I get asked this question. I
hate that, but sorry.
No, carry on, then I'll get back to it.
I said on one that Arthur Hill was my worst guest.
Well, because the views were bad. Oh.
Because Chris MD told me to say it. He was like, oh, who got the worst views? Like, taking a piss. And then who got the worst views was cut. So I went, Arthur Hill, to the camera. Poor Arthur was fuming about that. Arthur, if you're watching, love you.
Well, do you remember you set me up with this question? Because I said someone, but we made you cut it, right? But everyone guessed in the comments. And then the person commented.
He guessed himself.
And then my manager flies out to LA.
Wait.
Sees this person.
No. Hannah, sorry, love.
And they said to her, I'm really upset about that. Like, I thought we got on really well.
He mentioned it.
Yeah. So this is a public apology. I didn't mean that you were my worst guest. What I meant was, is that it was like a sober episode, which was fine. I feel like we got on really well, but it was just because it was a sober episode. It was nothing against you. And I feel really bad. I'm really sorry if that upset you. And we can be pals. I'm so sorry.
Bless him.
Now I felt really bad.
I just love that he commented himself. But remember where we were when that all hit the fan?
We were on the trip and I was like, Peggy!
You were, come in! And he like grabbed me. And I was like, and you were like, get outside! And I was like, what's going on? And you went, look! And you could only say like three words at a time. And I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh.
We were just making noises.
My manager sent me this.
yeah. It was even worse because it was my manager that sent it to me. I went, fuck. We didn't do enough editing.
And then we got back to the room. We were talking about it after. And we were like, oh, should we get drunk, shall we?
Yeah.
Forget about fuck tomorrow's problem.
Do you know what? Now that question I refuse to answer, but you have to answer it because I answered it.
Worst guest, worst
You can
guest.
Hint to it. You don't have to say their actual name if you don't want to. You can hint to it.
Do you know what? I've done a few sober ones and I feel like they feel more awkward because...
Yeah.
The drunk ones are so chaotic.
Yeah.
Like, we're all just fucked. Worst guest. Who have I had? Who's on there?
Me. Who have I had?
Arthur Hill, probably. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's been bad. Do you know what? Worst filming experience was... I love you so much, by the way. Love you. But Lauren and Alexis, just because we fucked the colour grade.
Oh.
And therefore we look green. Oh. And she puts pie on my face and it makes me look even worse.
No.
And I'm wearing green.
I watched that one with Bill. Me and Bill watch it religiously. It's really weird. Yeah.
Oh, Bill.
I remember I did a video once where it was, you know, when you have to guess who's on you. Did you see that?
I was buzzing.
And he was like, have I watched her? I was like, yeah. He was like, Bambino. And I was like, of course it is. It's the only female that you watch. Because he's sexist.
Yeah.
Prick.
Yeah, Bill, if you're watching, think about your actions.
Yeah, prick. What's the worst thing you've had to scrap, like edit out on the show? Has there been...
Oh, Faith.
Oh, just all of it.
Faith's big night out, we called it. No, I'm joking. Enough. So Faith, she was like, I'm not with the kid tonight. Let's go fucking mental. So we got a bit drunk.
Mm.
But no, she was just telling me the gossip. And I was loving it.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it the people that she hated? And they were like, scrap.
Yeah, and she's like, this person's done this. And I was like, what?
And then you just can't put it in because you're like, right.
In an ideal world,
yeah,
everything's unedited.
I agree.
And nobody gets upset about everything, but yeah. Here we are.
Sometimes I think I'd love to say shit like this, but then it's also the awkward thing is we will probably see these people that we're talking about and I don't have a backbone.
We're so like this.
But when it comes down to it...
Do you know what it is? This has reminded me. The ski trip where every day we'd close the door and go, right... Because we never say to them.
Oh my God, it's been amazing being with you. This has been an amazing trip. That
fuck
bit. No.
Do you know what? Everyone was sound. But I think it was like other things around we were talking about.
It was everything going on around.
It was the altitude sickness.
We were, no, because I'm pissed off that I'm the only one that got altitude sickness. Felt sick the whole time.
No, I did.
Oh, you did? You just didn't tell me.
No, I did. I kept saying I feel sick. But you were overpowering.
You kept going, no, I felt sick.
Yeah, I think we all felt sick.
I think the issue is we all feel sick.
No, I just think I felt like I couldn't, I didn't want to say it because you and your sister, I didn't know the level.
We went up the ski lift. I'd cried anyway at this point.
Okay.
Anyway, we went to a restaurant and I remember all felt violently sick. And I was trying to eat this truffle pasta and I had to go into the toilet and cry and then come back. And it was so obvious that I had just cried, but we just all didn't address it.
And I kept filming you.
Yeah, and I was like...
It was hell.
It was disgusting. Anyway, pub crawls.
Pub crawls.
You've done your pub crawls.
Oh, bring them back.
No, bring them back and I want to come.
Shut up. Would you get me and Bill?
No. Oh, stop. My God. Are you fucking... I'll do it tomorrow.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
Because we've been planning some.
You know, please invite me and Bill. He'll do it. He's
we
a good sport.
Pairs,
bless
maybe.
Him.
Oh. Imagine. Pairs. Yeah, that'd be well fun.
No, that would be fun. But it stresses me out, right? Because you've got to walk everywhere.
when I tell you, the Wetherspoons pub crawl, 26 pubs.
That's what I was exactly about going to talk about, yeah.
We all nearly killed each other.
Why?
Because it was so...
long.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
It was so hard. And you watch it back and you're like, that is the best thing I've ever... That looks like the best day ever.
No.
People text me being like, oh, text? People send me messages being like, oh, I'm going to do this for my birthday. It looks so much fun. I'm like, stop.
Don't do it.
No, it was awful.
Why? Is it because you've got to walk to all the different ones? Or
tube to different one. And then because my favourite thing is sitting in a pub and having a pint.
And staying there.
It's go. You spend all your time on the streets. Classic.
That's the... Welcome back. The thing. If I did a pub crawl, it's the more I can go on a tube blackout drunk, I'd get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done Wetherspoons pub crawl, Circle Line pub crawl.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's a long line, to be honest, for a pub crawl.
Yeah. So me, Alex, and Jay, God bless him. we just scrapped it halfway through because we were like, this is too long. And it was my video and the others did it.
You're like, fuck that.
The other team did the whole thing.
No.
We just went and sat in the last pub and we're like, that, fine, they've won. Easy. But I'd love to do one where it's like pub, next to each other.
Oh, yeah. You get that in central London. There's pubs fucking everywhere.
I think there's some, like, the Bermondsey Beer Mile I want to do.
Oh, Bermondsey. Love that.
The worst is the Monopoly pub crawl.
Fuck that. What do you have to do on that?
So you take the Monopoly board with you, and you've got to go to one on each stop. But you walk into the first one, and they're like, you're here for the Monopoly. And they stamp it in each pub. They stamp your board.
Oh, they know it.
Yeah, they're like,
that's quite sweet.
It's cute, but we only made it to like 5.
Yeah, the novelty runs off after 6.
Because I thought, I thought Elliot Hackney was there.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
This was about 3 years ago. And we had cards.
Right.
And I was like, okay, first one, tequila shot. First pub, there's about 30 pubs.
Tequila!
By pub 6, we were... genuinely, Grace, trigger warning, just being sick on the street.
Really? All of you?
Well, there's footage of it, but it's blurred. It's terrible.
Why do I feel like I
Elliot
watched that
was
one?
Sick in the pub. He went like that and was on the floor and it's on the video. Elliot.
Do it.
Love that voice.
I was going to say, what's the worst thing that's happened on a pub crawl? But I guess...
Yeah, that.
Really?
Because he said to me, I can't do Sambuca. I think it was Sambuca. And it was, we had to choose each other's drinks, and I went Sambuca because I'm a horrible
brick.
Bitch. And
a brick? You're a brick.
You're built like a brick.
I meant prick.
Oh, yeah, on the wooden floor. And there was people having food.
No.
It was about 4 p.m.
Oh, fuck off. Was it in the pub? Did you get kicked out?
No, I can't remember. Awful.
That's disgraceful.
We'll have
but
to
that's
do
the thing,
though.
If you get too drunk, what do? Go home.
I had to say, that's it.
You kicking them off? Enough now.
I went, that's it now. I couldn't say bread.
Right, well, what are we doing? Where are we going to go? Don't make it too hard.
No, I think the beer mile will be good because we could just pop in.
Do you have to drink beer or can you drink anything?
No, you could drink whatever.
Voddy crans.
Yeah, we could all have an assigned drink and see who's the drunkest. That's
I'll
good.
Be fucked.
Fuck a crap.
I'm like, can I do a single?
You'd be so cleansed, though.
Wouldn't I? I'd have no UTIs at all.
I hate UTIs.
Yeah. Oh my God, I missed out a question.
Go on.
Who's your dream see it off guest?
Elton John.
What? What are you talking about? How did you pull that out, your ass?
Elton John. My person.
Did you go and see Elton John?
I wasn't in the country.
Oh,
I know.
You go to a lot of gigs though.
I love a
every
gig.
Every time I'm like, oh, what's Bambino doing today? You're at a fucking gig. Yeah. And it's some sarcastic caption. Oh, we love it, we do. Every time.
Yeah, it'd be fuming.
Yeah. They'd be like, right, well, was there free tickets or what?
Because, no, this is embarrassing. If you're watching. Love you. Me and my friend Shan, we love Picture This. Do you know who Picture This are?
No.
Okay, bad.
Oh, I saw that was on your story. Okay, yeah. Yes.
And
of course.
I messaged the guy
no.
And was like, hey, because we've been back and forth. I want to get him on See It Off, be funny.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, do you have any tickets for London? Because it was sold out. And he was like, yeah, I'll sort you and Shan out. Perfect. So we went. And I looked at my story the next day. I was like, bless. Like, I'm tagging him. I'm like, he loves a day out. And shit. I'm like,
fuck
off. I'm like, bless him.
Did he?
And he just liked the message.
fuck off.
And I was like, this, like, I was drunk. And I sent this message being like, you're incredible. Well done. All the success to you, love.
Oh, Becky. No. That's the worst thing I've ever had in my life. Bless you.
He was probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, my, he probably thought, she's not getting invited again. Good luck getting
Ryan
him on Seattle.
Hennessy, if you're watching. God
yeah,
bless.
Don't do that if you see Elton John. You got to get him on quick, well, though. How old is he now?
I know he's on his like seventh farewell tour, I think.
It's me on Saving Grace. I swear this is the last season.
How was your tour? Sorry.
Yeah, it was good, mate.
Fucking mental.
Yeah, no, I haven't recovered from that. I had to take vitamins after.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Rosie.
Did you cry?
Was all on Rosie. Did I cry?
I would have been a mess.
I'd be like, thank you all for coming. This has been so amazing. I'd go back into my hotel and Bill would be like,
oh, that's good. Because that's so much pressure.
Yeah, it was horror. But no, actually, it was quite fun. When you're on there, it's fun.
When you're doing it. Yeah, you're right.
There's Do you know what? You can relate to this.
Come on.
You know when you're the only host of something, right? Ooh. So like, See It Off, it's all on you, right? So if something fucks up, you could do a See It Off live, you know. Yeah. That'd be good.
I'd love that.
No, that'd be really good.
In the garden.
Just live. People. Yeah. Yeah, fine. Oh, come on. Can we invite myself?
Come on.
That would be good. No, because I'd say so much shit and you can't cut it.
Yeah, true. I'd like to do a live show, but I'd have one guest for each drink. 10 guests.
Oh.
How am I going to find 10 guests?
That would be
Grace,
good.
Grace.
Bill and wear Grace. Different wigs. yeah, exactly. I'm going to have Bill on here soon, you know.
Stop.
Yeah, I am.
He's here.
Hard launch.
Wow.
Although everyone already knows he's there.
I love him. Oh, sorry.
Okay, right. Yeah, well, I guess we're going to end it here.
Oh, yeah. Bye then.
No, bye. Okay,
no,
bye.
He's so nice.
Plans for the future. Any plans? What are you up to?
Oh, God. Well, See It Off. Mm. Hang on. Go back to what you were saying about being the only host.
Only host.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Like,
the pressure's all on you. So like, also, if you're having a down day, right, and you've got someone else presenting with you, they can kind of take, but you've got to do it.
I remember the last... But the last episode I filmed...
To be fair, they won't know what that is because they don't know when this is filmed.
Yeah, but I was having a hell of a day.
Oh, really?
And I was like, let me fucking do everything. Fine, whatever. And I was like, putting all the keys. I wouldn't say anything. I was just like, let me just go about my business. And I was doing it all. And then when the guests came on, I was like, yeah. And then as soon as they left, I was like, oh.
No, every time I'd be like.
Social battery was gone.
No, because it's tough. It's hell in there.
Yeah, because it's like, how do you get guests?
I don't. At the moment, yeah. Okay.
Hey, Becky, do you mind?
No, but I feel like it's really tough to get guests.
You've got to just message them and then they go, yay!
Yeah, but do you know what's humbling is you'll message people 5 times.
Oh.
And I won't give a fuck. I'll message them.
You don't mind?
I don't give a fuck. I'll unsend the message then resend it.
You unsend? Because some of these messages are just that.
Nah,
that.
I will unsend it and resend it.
Right.
And they still won't reply.
Wow.
But I don't care.
But this is huge. Saving Grace is huge.
Tell them that.
Tell them.
Don't come on. What? Yeah, it's tough. How do you reach out to people? You just message them.
Instagram DM and then cry for about an hour
later. Do you get anxiety before you press send?
I
feel beggy.
Beggy. And also I've tried the voice note approach. Because
they have to open
it. Like, oh, intrigue. What is that?
Yeah.
Or a video.
Hey, darling.
You want to be here? Wish you were here.
Yeah, please.
No, we struggled. And also people pulling out is also a nightmare as well.
Or what, like the week before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go,
do you? No.
Well, no, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Every
but no,
time.
It's understandable. But.
Would you ever have any of your, like, did you go uni or anything?
No.
I was thinking maybe your actual mates on See It Off, because I was thinking, like.
You got any? How long you got?
Because I feel like they've got the funniest stories.
Mm.
But then would it get there again?
I just joked. No, so my friends from Neath, which is where I'm from, Neath.
Oh, right, yeah, Neath.
You know what the fuck's Neath? Came to my party.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh my God, they were so funny. Like, they were just going around going, Chris MD's over there.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, oh, I just spoke to a side man. And they're so well.
Spoke to a side man.
I spoke to a side man, I didn't. You said he was Ethan. And I was like, I know.
Yeah. I invited him.
They were funny.
No, that's so funny when you mix home friends with like social media friends.
These were like school friends. Like, they've known me since I was year 7. And so they know what I was like. And they know I was a freak. So.
Me too. Well, how weird were you in year seven? What did you do?
I had buck teeth.
Same.
Did you?
With the gap?
I didn't have a gap. I had little ones. Ooh, little teeth.
Sweetness, yeah. Okay.
Like tombstones. And then I used to hang out in the art department.
Oh, you're one of those.
And not speak to any boys because I didn't think they were real. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this was scary.
Yeah, penis and that. Oh. You've recovered from that now, though, haven't you?
Love my boys now, don't I?
Yeah. I'm kidding. She's the whore of the town. If you had any advice...
Should have thought about this.
To save Grace.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything you've done near me. That's near me. Done in my area.
Yeah.
That's freaked me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Oh, do you know, I was going to say lay off the vodka cran, but no.
Be realistic, please.
I would say slow down. This woman doesn't stop.
Fall off.
You are... Do something cancel worthy, just to give yourself a week off.
It will half of this podcast, fair. What you guys are listening to is not the final edit. I tell you that for free.
One thing she said was fucking horrendous. And I won't be part of it. No, I'm
not be part of this at all.
No, I just say, have a week off.
Have a week off.
Just chill up, because you scare me how constant you are.
Yeah.
I was going to think of something funny, but...
Okay.
That's it. That's not funny.
Thank
is it serious?
That was nice.
Thank you.
I needed that.
Yeah.
Should I visit Wales?
Oh, go to Wales for your week off.
Okay.
There is nothing there.
What's a Welsh drink? That's a famous Welsh drink. Piss. Sorry.
The blood of your father.
Yes.
Welsh drink. There's nothing. Pint. Just pint.
Just a pint.
Yeah.
I'll get into pints. Fuck it.
The £2 over there.
Bill can't drink pints, you know, from it.
Bill.
I think he's allergic to yeast.
Yeast infection.
That's why he doesn't go down on me, babe.
Oh.
All right. That's how we're ending the pod. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. It's been great. I'll have you back on soon.
All right.
If you enjoyed it, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say bye, Becky.
Bye, Becky.
Bye, Becky.
Stay in touch, guys.
Stay in touch. Ooh.